interesting. That's the point. Live at the edge. Live at the edge. Good choice. Podcast for pals.
Yeah, pals podcast.
How you doing, Keen?
Yes.
All right, here we are.
All right.
Great start. Our second bi-coastal recording up here in the studio loft. The K-Man, Einstein K, hello.
Hello.
And BVH, the terror from Fort Myers.
Hello.
Man, we got a full house in Peen Manor Studios, it sounds like.
Peen Manor is overflowing with pals, overflowing with naturally delicious, smooth beverages. How's San Diego?
It's good. It's raining. Cold.
What?
Really? Yeah.
Why'd you move there, then?
I don't know. I ask that every day.
We don't have rain or cold right now. We have the studio loft totally open right now. We can look out into blue skies, into the trees and the leaves and the flowers are all
flooding.
The
weather is so good, and it's going to be so good for so long that we're inside a dark room podcasting right now.
You don't have the window overlooking the luxurious dry cleaners open?
No, we do. Ice 9K just brought that up.
I see.
Yeah, there's dumpsters.
Through the blinds, we can kind of see what you're talking about.
Well, honestly, your view really sucks.
Yeah, well, it's fine. It's even better when the trucks pull up and blast hip-hop at 7:30 a.m. I'm trying to get my last 15 minutes of sleep in before I go to my stupid job and hate my life for 8 hours.
Hey, where's pal Winstone?
Winstone and Mr. Speen are downstairs. They're not interested in being on the Plopcast.
It's too bad.
It is too bad.
Yeah, why didn't you peer pressure them?
Well, you can only peer pressure so much. I was too busy getting the K-Man and BVH here to come up and...
All right, that's fair enough.
Yeah. So have you explored any more of San Diego, or are you still staying indoors and not socializing with the millions of people in your city?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what I'm doing. I go to work, and then I come home. I'll do a 25-minute run, and then I sit in my apartment the rest of the time.
That sounds awesome. How many Dorito tacos have you been enjoying?
Just those two from last week.
No more?
I thought about getting them for lunch today, but the closest Taco Bell's like a 10-minute drive.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Have either of you guys had any of the Doritos tacos?
I have not yet.
What are you waiting for? They're delicious.
They're both in northern cities. I don't know if
the only Taco Bell in Midtown Manhattan, aside from the west side, is a very small one that's inside of a very small bodega by me.
Oh, yeah, your secret.
So you have to
about.
Walk into a small, sketchy bodega that makes pizza and sandwiches, but I wouldn't eat either. Mm-hmm. And if you walk all the way to the back, there's a counter that's a Taco Bell.
Yeah, why not? And,
well, I'm not going to lie, these Doritos tacos are worth the effort.
I just can't afford it.
Wild Bill, All of your money goes to your luxurious apartment in the Boston's hip happening neighborhood, correct?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. There's no Taco Bell there.
What? So basically, you paid a lot of money for a neighborhood without a Taco Bell.
No. There's a Mexican restaurant. It's just inside of a gas station.
I just have to crawl up into my neighbor's butthole, and then I'll find the Taco
Bell.
It's
there, and it's delicious. Don't make fun of it. It's like going to...
Wait, did you eat four Doritos tacos last weekend?
Well, I wanted to order four, but then the assholes on the other end of the fucking microphone were like, oh, so you'll get one, and they only gave me one.
What?
I know. I was furious. Well, when they gave me the bill, they were like, that'll be $8, and, you know, normally Taco Bell, you get way more food than you're used than you expect to pay for. Like, you can get, like five burritos, where at Chipotle it'll be, like, $30, but at Taco Bell it'll be, like, $15.
Yeah.
Smooth Belch number two.
Very smooth.
And but at Taco Bell, it was like $7. I was like, all right, that's probably not right. But then when the order came, it was a burrito and then only two tacos, a regular. I wanted a regular crunchy to use as a control. And then I wanted to experiment with Doritos taco. But I wanted three of them. They only gave me one.
So after eating it, is it worth the effort?
Yeah, it's 30 cents for a Dorito tortilla shell.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that's worth 30 cents. Who cares about 30 fucking cents? It's three dimes.
You know what you should call?
Who?
Their corporate headquarters.
Taco Bell's corporate headquarters?
I think that'll be in.
Maybe we can do that.
It's probably closed right now, but we should call them tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, and yell at them?
Well, I would just suggest a way for them to increase their overall profitability by selling you the additional tacos.
If you really want to make a point, you have to write a letter.
It's true.
Yes.
It's true. Ice and IK makes a good point.
He does.
All right, so what else is going on in San Diego? Should we get into some clips, maybe?
Yeah, we should probably get into the clips because there's not a lot going on here in San Diego.
No,
there's a lot of sadness and loneliness.
I mean, I understand those feelings, but at the same time, like you're in you're right downtown. Oh, I also heard about your freight train that comes by three times in.
Yeah, it's a little loud. You know?
It was Mr. Spean was saying that you got kind of ambushed with the apartment building that you moved into didn't explain this in detail about exactly how annoying it would be.
I don't think it's that bad. I'm kind of used to it. But Blair, when she hears it, it's incredibly loud, and it goes on. The train's really long.
Yeah.
So it goes for like 15 minutes as it passes.
Yeah, she said.
And the engineer's very generous with the horn.
I like his ability to blow the horn in an awesome way.
Yeah, it's good that trains are able to blow horns. But she said that you guys were chatting on whatever the iTunes thing is, and like she could hear the train, and so she was like, "What the hell is that?" And you're like, "Oh, that's about 10 miles away. It'll get much louder pretty soon."
Well, yeah, because then the apartment starts shaking a little bit
right.
When it actually goes by.
It's basically like that scene from Blues Brothers where they go to they go to the apartment where he just basically has like a hot plate and a cot where he lives.
Yeah, and, exactly.
Yeah, and he's like, "How often does that train go by?" And the answer is so often you don't even notice anymore. So that's like what you have to hope for, that it's basically continual.
Yeah.
So it's like white noise.
Do they give you a deal on that apartment?
I mean, I guess it's still pretty expensive.
It doesn't sound like a very good deal.
I mean, it's like $2,000 for the apartment.
Well, you get to walk to the awesome San Diego Padres and their award-winning team.
Yeah, it's true. So I will have that. I'm going to buy season tickets this week, I think.
Is there a little...
But,
Well, Keen, didn't you say that season tickets are actually cheaper than the MLB package or whatever? So like, you might as well just go get tickets and get live.
They're cheaper than getting basic cable, so I can get the games on TV. I think it's gonna be like $270 for 22 games.
Which is a lot cheaper than $150 a month.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. One thing I've noticed. I mean, yesterday, like St. Patrick's Day, the gas lamp was full of people. It's full of people having fun.
Right. Pals.
So I walked through it, and it just makes me feel sad, though, because it's lots of people with friends that are having fun.
Dude.
And then I'm on my way back to walk back to my apartment and sit alone.
No, you just got to go into the bar alone and meet people. It's fucking crazy.
Bill's good at meeting new people in bars. I think.
Yeah.
I did that for the first 3 weeks I was in Boston. I didn't know anyone. I just went to random bars and went in there and introduced myself. It was fucking wild. I had some amazing times, though. Amazing times.
I really don't like people, though. That's the difference.
Oh,
so I'm a little turned off by this whole idea of interacting with people.
Yeah, I really don't like people or talking, so.
Well, then in that case, why don't you just resort to chat rooms?
Yeah, I should.
The internet.
In that case, why don't you just get a podcast and talk to your friends on Skype?
Or you could start geocaching. I hear there's a lot of interest.
Yeah, I've heard that's pretty hot out here.
Speaking of, let's bring up the fake pals, because I heard...
Fake pals, yeah.
Fake pals took a week off, I think, right? And then,
yeah, did you listen to their stuff from this week?
No, but the K-Man did. And then, I
just wanted to just fast-forward through it to see if they responded to my comment.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And of course, they got it completely wrong.
K-Man
was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
I did not listen to all 38 episodes.
Your negative
Yeah, I liked how they took that literally.
Yeah. Your negative review on their podcast, of their podcast on iTunes, was probably the best review, positive or negative, it was extremely well written, funny, tongue-in-cheek.
As I was saying earlier, the inspiration to that was when you go to like Yahoo and you see one of those headlines of like a dancing cat or cute baby,
you read
and
something you go to the comments internet.
Of somebody just railing against the government.
You just completely fly off the rails and start saying how, well, you're going to elect Obama and get four more years of that socialist government.
I didn't want to be just, you know, blatantly like racist or what have you or political, but just to.
So you're taking another next level when you wanted to bring up Lorenzo Lamas and
Abe Lincoln. Well, so either somebody's there to rail against the government or somebody stumbled upon it thinking it was Lorenzo Lamas's podcast.
Yeah, like cute picture of your dog dressed up in a costume. By the way, here's what's wrong with this country and how I'm going to set it straight. Well,
here's what's wrong with this podcast.
And you're saying, you know, nice podcast, but seriously, Lorenzo Lamas.
Lorenzo Lamas, but if it's not about him, let me just say, you know, I don't want the government in my paycheck.
Exactly, exactly. I don't want Uncle Sam's fingers in my pockets.
So, yeah, that was the...
So I heard the fake pals are not going to listen anymore.
That's what they said. They also said they tried to take the high road.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about how, I think they said real pals like building each other up instead of tearing each other down.
Why'd they say they wanted to drown us then?
I don't know. Why'd they say they wanted to rape beagles?
I don't know. Yeah, why are they so much into drinking diarrhea and eating plates of poop? I mean, so I think I mentioned this to you before, but you can basically add terrible hypocrites to the list of things that the fake pals are.
Yeah, as if raping beagles wasn't bad enough.
Right.
Hypocrisy.
Number three. And now you can talk about how hypocritical they are that they say negative reviews of other podcasts are bad. Wow, they're giving us a negative review.
Yeah.
I mean, how that doesn't...
I mean, in fairness, though, the beagle was sort of asking for it.
It was dressed very provocatively.
I don't know what it expected to happen.
I mean, you're running by yourself at 2 a.m. in the middle of the city, and you're wearing a training bra as a beagle?
I mean, she's dressed a certain way.
That beagle really...
And the beagle's on birth control.
Exactly. You know? The beagle's on birth control.
What a bitch.
What a tremendous beagle slut. You can expect a lot of beagle rape, especially if you run, if you're a beagle and you're anywhere near the fake pals, then you could pretty much guarantee beagle rape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what to do with them at this point, because I feel like they're basically giving up. And
right. We already won.
I mean, we don't really care about them, and I can't think of anything else to unleash the pals on them.
Right.
Why don't we find a group that someone actually listens to and then make fun of them?
Yeah, that'd be a lot better idea. Let's start making fun of Ricky Gervais or someone.
Yeah, a nice podcast troll.
Yeah, or Mark Maron.
I really did enjoy trolling back when I curated that awesome Mets blog for a couple years.
Yeah.
Go Mets, Die Braves, and like the one time that some Phillies blog responded. And it had like a decent following. It was, it would get mentioned on Deadspin every now and then. But he took exception to the fact that I said... Ryan Howard was overrated and was a big dumb idiot and probably also a virgin. I started responding in the comments, and then I felt a little bad because he didn't understand any of the sarcasm, where I'd be like, oh, that's really cool. You got a really awesome blog, so I don't see why we should be enemies when you're so fucking cool with all of your awesomeness. And he's like, well, I appreciate you saying that, but at the same time, I think you're wrong here, there, and there. So then I'm like, actually, I was kidding. I think you're also autistic. And then he said something about it. I had like an autistic like cousin or nephew or something, and I felt bad. But you know,
it is genetic, though.
He is an asshole. I mean, yeah. Bruce for the Phillies, so pretty much go fuck himself.
Yeah. Why don't you bring that blog back?
Why don't you bring back Padres Jagov? That was my favorite.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of bringing it back this week.
Now
I got a lot of time on my hands.
If you've got season tickets, you're basically a number one fan.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you actually might see a return of Padres Jagoff this week.
Well, that'll be good. I mean, you had two posts, and they were both involving Lucy.
Were they? I thought they were bags of semen that Jim Lincecum was drinking.
Yes, that's true. There was a bag of semen. It wasn't of semen. You made sure to put an apostrophe instead of typing the F.
Yeah, to make it more casual.
Exactly. Well, great. Well, Padres and Jagoffs and bags of semen. Let's
bring back Go Mets, Die Braves also.
Well, we'll see. It took a lot of work. I tried to get two of my other Mets fans to do it and friends, but they decided that blogging wasn't actually all that cool.
Oh, well, then I guess they're the ones that aren't cool.
I guess they're the ones that should die.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go to a clip so someone else can do something.
All right, which one? Let's go to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do you want to preface it at all?
Oh, yeah. So this is a clip that I built up to everyone here. Bill and the K-Man are probably not looking forward to it because I've already talked about it a lot. But it's hilarious because, you know, DVD commentaries?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, can you remember, like, some good DVD commentaries, yep. right? Like, Bill, you're staring at me like I have, like, a dick on my head. Like, what?
I'm not even sure what DVD commentary is.
Okay, a DVD is a compact disc, but with movies on it.
it's a type of physical media, right?
It's a physical yeah. media. I mean, you know, we're savvy, we're hip, we're on podcasts, but...
The one from Deadwood.
Oh, Deadboner.
It has some pretty good commentary on it. There's one with Timothy Oliphant and Ian mm-hmm. McShane where they're just shooting the shit.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
It is great, and Keen over here is not a fan of the Deadwood.
So is it sort of like a podcast, but funny?
I think we need to address that.
Oh,
Deadwood's, nice. Deadwood's boring.
Round of applause can we get for that, for the bi-coastal belch off.
It was disgusting, but I liked it.
But I was strangely turned on by your nice belch.
Yeah, it was pretty smooth.
What?
Yeah, Deadwood's really boring, Spade. It's really terrible.
Well, address the K-Man, because I think we're both going to come after you here for that terrible blasphemy.
I'm with the guy from the West Coast on this one.
Keen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that boring. It's just a bunch of talking. I mean, everyone likes Timothy Oliphant, but I'd rather watch Justified, rewatch the episodes right. of Justified than watch
Ian McShane, character Swearengin, is by far the greatest character on TV ever.
Al Swearengin is literally the number one character.
I mean, I guess, except for like 1,000 other characters.
No, he does not compare. He does not compare with the guy from The Wire, Omar.
It doesn't compare to Omar.
If you were to have a
TV right.
doesn't even compare to Bunk in The Wire.
Yeah, like Bunk and Omar are great, but like The Wire is like, you know, up top with the top 3 TV shows of all time, with The Sopranos, The Wire, and Deadwood. I mean, you know, you
whoa,
can...
Whoa, whoa.
What's so great about Swearinger? All he does, like, it's great. He curses a lot, and he plows. So,
yeah.
Is that it? Like,
yeah, he plows hot babes. He's always up with his prostitution, and he's drinking whiskey all the time.
I don't know. I've got Mr. Belvedere ranked ahead of him.
I know you...
Swearinger.
Of course you would put Belvedere above the Swearingen.
Definitely got every single person on Saved by the Bell is ranked ahead of Al Swearengin.
That's just fucking retarded. Yeah,
that
doesn't make any sense. Saved by the Bell is only for nostalgic reasons, whereas Deadwood is actually like fucking Shakespeare quality.
I'm going to even include the marginal characters on Saved by the Bell, like Mr. Tuttle and the other auxiliary characters, all better than Al Swearengin.
That's false. Now you're just trying to wind us up.
You're just trolling your own podcast.
Yeah, seriously, you're trolling your co-podcasters at the moment. This is what the fake pals said that you shouldn't be doing. Building up us other podcasters and not tearing us down. Bill, you seem to not agree with Deadwood either, though. What TV shows would you put up in the top best shows ever? Good answer.
Number one is The Wire.
Number one is The Wire. All right, fair enough. I mean, I'm not going
to
argue with
someone that's The Wire. Just to quickly jump in before, you know, go on with the rest of that.
It's going to be pretty boring. I don't think we can continue with it.
I think there's a difference between, and there might be an intersection between what you think are the best TV shows ever and what you personally enjoy
the most. What you enjoy the most, yeah.
No. Those are one.
Those are the same, you say.
What are the same?
Of course.
So what's up top Bill's list?
I'd say The Wire is definitely up there.
Okay. Yeah. Number one. Yeah. I'm pretty sure most people can agree that would fall into number one for both games.
Yeah, like anyone that's ever seen The Wire is going to put that up top.
But best ever, as well as the best show I enjoyed.
Rather than best ever, I would just name shows that are better than Deadwood.
All right, name some.
So Sopranos is definitely better than Deadwood.
I would put Deadwood as
I put them on the same level. But
I would put those three, like I wouldn't argue too much.
Personally prefer Deadwood.
Of course, yes.
Well, that's because you haven't seen Sopranos in a long time. If it came out now, you'd be like...
I rewatch it pretty much every year. All those
well,
I,
boring
I, I grew up in New Jersey. I lived it every day, okay?
Yeah. Caldwell. West Caldwell. Remember when
you... Winfield Ave? Come on.
Yeah.
I grew up on
Get up in that bitch! All right, Bill, what's next?
Better than Deadwood?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much everything. I would take Sex or Deadwood right
what?
Now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Sex in the God. City?
Yeah.
All right, well, just remove your balls down and put fucking throw them away.
I don't like Sex in the City. I just think Deadwood is that fucking bad.
What?
I mean, it's hard to watch. What's that show with the carnival that no one watched? That was pretty fucking good.
Carnival? That's also terrible.
Yeah, that was way better than Deadwood, and I wouldn't watch either of those shows.
I think Delocated is better than
Deadwood. Admittedly, I watched about two seasons of Deadwood, and they were pretty good. But it's sort of like watching Kenny Powers' show. The first season was awesome, the second season was not as awesome, and the third season is honestly horrific.
What? Third season's all right.
He doesn't throw.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I've been watching them all, so they kind of suck.
They're fucking terrible. He honestly.
Like, once you get past the shock value of Kenny Powers, which he gets out of the way in the first season, like, it's not that great.
Exactly.
I would actually agree here.
Yeah.
I think the third season is not
the worst.
Great.
It's the worst show I've ever watched.
Maybe I'm just such a big Jason Sudeikis fan, but I thought it was pretty good.
Will Ferrell needs
to be his base tan joke in episode one was pretty funny, but there hasn't been else that good.
To the couple of the black family tan, on the beach, and he goes, "What's up? I appreciate your base tan."
The best part of the third season, I think the only enjoyable part that's kind of new, is the Russian character.
Yeah, that guy's great too.
I would love to hear him like talk his broken English, but still peg like American like sayings more than like Kenny.
Exactly. Does. Well, so I think the problem is you guys are basing it all like comparing it to the first season, which is true enough. The first season was like
epically good.
Was amazing. Like it would like change your life. Good.
Yeah.
And now the second and third season are not the same level. And I'll agree with that it's taken a step back. But compare it to fucking I don't know Two and a Half Men or like a Big Asshole Theory or
those shows are better than Deadwood.
Well, that's a terrible comparison.
Well, all right. I'm just saying, like, compared to what else that when you put on the TV, like, what's on, and then you could have that or Kenny Powers season 3.
Well, here you go, man. I can't
even watch it.
Parallel to David Gordon Green's career.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of the creative driving force behind it. And the last two movies were Your Highness and then the babysitting movie by Jonah Hill that nobody saw.
So I thought Your Highness was pretty good. I think he kind of blew his load,
and now.
So he's sort of a one hit wonder of directors.
Yeah. He made something with Pineapple Express.
He made Pineapple Express, which was good.
And it sucked.
It was terrible.
He started with two small indie movies, and he was an indie darling, and then what he wanted to do was make, like, kind of these effed up comedies.
Right.
Good. Pineapple Express, I kind of enjoyed.
Pineapple Express was great when he's listening to Bone Thugs and Harmony eating the fucking ramen noodles while he's dying.
The best part about Pineapple Express was a song they played during the commercials, which they didn't even play during the actual movie.
Which song was that?
Oh, no. Paper Plants.
Yeah.
All I want to do, bang, 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 bang.
I mean, at least it was enjoyable for 2 minutes, unlike Pineapple Express, which was horrific for fucking an hour.
I couldn't make it through Pineapple. I turned it off after an hour. It's awful.
I did too. I turned it off halfway through.
Wow. I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed, what was that other one?
Your Highness.
Your Highness. I thought Your Highness was good.
I saw a little bit on HBO, and I was like, I don't really need to stick around for this. If I happen on it, like, when it started, and it was like Sunday at, like, 3 p.m., want to do is not leave the couch.
Sure.
I could probably make it through it.
Yeah. Well, I could make it through it because there's at one point where there's this, like, magical, like, frog-looking wizard guy, and he just beats off one of who's the guy, Franco, and he's just masturbating the guy. And, like, where else are you going to see a fucking frog wizard masturbate James Franco?
Well, I did not see the frog wizard masturbation.
Yeah, he was like, oh, come on. Like, he's like, we need your wisdom. Like, please help us on our quest. Maybe it's just the fact that they were talking in, like, retarded, like, wizard Dungeons & Dragons talk. And then the wizard...
Well, I guess kind of going back to Eastbound and Down, part of the problem, well, not the problem, but...
You've already heard the redneck song for a while?
Kenny Power, what's the actor's name?
Danny McBride.
Yeah,
he plays Kenny Powers to some extent in every movie. I mean, the first, like, the cult movie was, what, Fist Foot Power or whatever?
The Fist Foot Way. And then he was really good in the Ben Stiller one,
Tropical
Thunder.
I like him a lot, but...
Don't forget his fine work in Hot Rod. Also.
When that character becomes a TV show, by the third season, it's like...
We've now watched, what is it, 6 episodes of 30 minutes each?
Yeah.
So it's a lot. Keem, what was the movie you just said?
Oh, Hot Rod. He was great in Hot Rod.
Hot Rod was great. Another underrated with Ian McShane.
Yeah. That is a blind spot for me. I haven't seen it fully yet.
It's good. I mean, it's don't expect, like...
It was produced by Jason Lax also. By him, but...
Pal of Pal's podcast, like, certified pal Jason Lax was involved in that entire process.
Yeah,
right.
I apparently lost a lot of money also.
seems he's really good at attaching his name to movies that don't blow the box office up.
Yeah, but they make good movies. They just don't make money.
Yeah. Well, they don't make money in the theaters, but those aren't movies that, like, even though I like that movie, I didn't see it in the theater.
Yeah, I already want to rewatch MacGruber again.
MacGruber is one of the best fucking movies ever made. They should make people watch that, in high school. Like, here's how you do algebra, and watch MacGruber, and then the world would be a better place, because who fucking gives a shit about algebra? But at the same time, if you had to watch fucking MacGruber, even if you didn't like it, you'd be better as a human.
Well, I'm glad that we all agree that Deadwood really sucks.
Yeah, me too.
It's really terrible.
Well, I think it's 2-2 on that one. So this, we got on this tangent because you got that Arnold clip up, right?
Yeah. Hey, real quick while I'm thinking of it, did you watch Delocated this week?
Yes, I did, and it was...
Did you enjoy it?
Of course.
Did you want to go get a Falaf Sammy after watching it?
Yeah, his briefs are great.
Yeah.
Kamala... K-Man, are you a big fan of Delocated at all?
I haven't watched it.
Ah, it's good. It's John Glazier, who is one of the writers...
I've heard about the premise, but I...
Yeah.
And the problem with that is I've been meaning to watch it, but with Adult Swim, all the shows are on between 12:07 and 12:18.
Yeah,
and they're so 15 it's hard to anticipate. And then to
do you not own a DVR?
I do. I do.
Automates the entire process,
and they're also on weekdays, so you never remember on a Tuesday. I need to record 12:07 to 12:13.
Keen makes a good point though. It's automated.
You just go on there and write in Delocated, and it records it for you like magic. Well,
so there's no time during my day where it's like, man, I really need to start recording Delocated.
You heard the joke about when he got these potato skins bar.
I think you were talking about this. But...
How many skins can you fit in your mouth?
Well, I know the answer.
Four. Yes. Yeah. Four skins. Bill cracked up at that.
Yeah.
Bill loved that one. I think we just made a new Delocated fan.
I'm not even sure what's going on right now.
You're doing a lot of texting on the phone. Is that what's going on?
I use the internet on my phone.
Oh, yes. How's the internet?
You go on to and then you just type things to people. It's weird.
Oh, that sounds totally sick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Dude, that sounds nice.
I mean, yeah. Bill just flew in, down to visit. And
his arms are tired.
He was excited. Well, his arms are tired.
Yeah.
And he's like, man.
Oh, give me a high five on that one.
Now that I'm here, I hope the first thing I do is podcast.
Yeah. And we were totally talking about it.
And totally drink beers. I like this whole thing.
And now no longer be friends with Spay?
Yeah. Note to self.
I was actually deleting him from all my Facebook shit, all my social internet networking bullshit.
Oh, no, don't defriend me on Facebook. My life will be totally ruined.
You're not going to be able to see all the cool shit I post, Spay, you fucking dicks.
I think we're going to need some more beers. All right, so Arnold does a commentary, and the whole point of commentary is we filmed here, and this was interesting because this happened when we filmed, or this person said this. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger talking in his retarded Austrian accent, literally narrating the movie Total Recall, which is
basically just describing exactly what's on the screen, right?
Like, oh, here I am now, and I'm wearing this turban, and it's amazing. Why don't you go right to the clip? I'm gonna go drain the main vein, grab a few more beers for the recording studio, and we'll all enjoy a nice little Arnold.
All right, you got 4 minutes.
All right, ready?
All right.
On me.
Ready? Go.
Or is this me, Arnold Schwarzenegger? What is this? On the screen here, right in close to the camera. It was a great scene because she's trying so hard for me not to see the news. You can see here with the eye, no matter what I do, the kissing, the hugging with her, I'm more interested in what's going on Mars. This is my job. I'm a construction worker. And I'm totally amazed. She's trying to steal the suitcase. Now they have problems following it. This scene is unbelievable because my frustration about this taxi cab does not understand where I want to go. Again, I got away. And he realizes that there's a hologram of him. And now he's telling him that he has to take that bug out of his nose, which is this gross scene. Remember, everyone was frozen out. me putting this thing up my nose. There was the bug that was inside my nose, and that's why they always could find me. Now here they are following, obviously, that I put the little device that was in my nose, I put the chocolate, gave it to the rat, and the rat is now running around with that device. But they don't know. They think that I'm right there, they're on my track. This is a wonderful scene where I come up to Mars as an old lady, as a fat old lady. And I'm actually hiding underneath this thing, which is the amazing thing which we find out later on.
Go ahead.
I just want to say that now things are going wrong with the face, the uncontrollable distortion of the face and everything, and that's what busts me actually right now, because the face does not stop, it says the wrong things all the time. What a surprise, you know, to come up there as an old lady, and all of a sudden the thing malfunctions, and they catch me, and then of course this is not just a face or a head, it's also an explosive device with three breasts, huh? That's the one with the three breasts.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, I walk into her room, and she smacks me across the face, and then she kisses me. And I'm trying to figure out if he's lying or not. When I tell him, well, then you're not really here. Here's the great moment of the sweat running down, which gives it away. Watch this. The sweat running down, and that gives it away that he is afraid, and it is not real. Here it is. Oh, yeah, but I love that line when I say he had considered it a divorce.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. And here's the big the hand. Here the mole is coming. That was a great shot in the end when you showed me and him together.
Exactly.
And us both together watching it. Now we're going back on the recall chair. They're trying to deprogram her now. Here's the mole again. Yeah, that machine is drilling right through any kind of obstacle. That machine is wiping out. Which was a great surprise to him that this huge machine can even break. I mean, this is a great scene where he uses the hologram. I love that scene. Yeah. Coming from behind casually, turning off the hologram, and then just nailing them. Here again, a totally different fight scene. A very brutal, hands-on kind of a fight scene, gouging the eyes, breaking arms. He realizes he's going to get decapitated. Oh, his arms taken off. So that started out the nuclear reactor.
Right.
But look at his face. I mean, I love this.
That's
his eyes
again,
are popping, exactly, popping out. Now there's oxygen coming in. They're finally coming back slowly to life. Here everyone realizes for the first time that there is now oxygen on Mars, and there's no more dictatorship and all that.
All right, Spade. It was okay.
Are we back? We turned the mic off because it was making noise. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Good production value. So
well, now there's feedback. But...
Really? I don't hear any feedback.
Well, I do.
Why don't you guys learn to
record it?
Well, let's just pretend that there's no feedback.
Okay.
I guess it's probably funner if you're watching it on the YouTubes.
I don't know. I was watching it. It still wasn't that funny.
Because Arnold is
I feel like you built it up a lot.
I have that problem where I build up things that I find hilarious, like the first time I watch them, and then I foist them on other people, and then they go, "All right, well, that was amusing, but that doesn't, you know, it wasn't the funniest thing I've ever seen."
Amusing would be generous on that clip.
Really? I just thought it was so great that he's just like, okay, now, yeah, here I don't want to look at the TV, but I'm trying to look at the TV so much. And like, how much fun Arnold is having just describing what he's watching. But I don't know. Well, I mean, the important thing is it gave me an opportunity to go take a nice pee and grab more beers.
That's what really counts.
The beers are delicious, by the way.
It also made me think that, like, you know what? When you record yourself when you're drunk, like, you always sound twice as smart and witty as then if you're totally sober. And it's so good to record the time when you're so much more intelligent and well-spoken and you have so many more nice things to say when you're, like, getting plastered in the middle of the day. That it's just so good that we can record this and save it for posterity, because this is the type of stuff that I'm going to want to have forever.
I'm pretty sure every day when I start drinking by 1 p.m., I hope... that this
someone
will
be
recorded for prosperity.
You essentially would, audio gold.
You would want everyone to be able to hear this forever. Like, if people meet you, like, let's say, you know, we
live to a nice generous age of like 75 or 80, and people are like, hey, wasn't this your awesome podcast from like 50 some 60 years ago? And you could be like, yeah.
I mean, we're all going to turn to dust, but this podcast will live on forever.
We're basically going to evaporate. Like, in geological terms, we're just going to just vanish from the earth.
This podcast will live on in the cloud forever.
But no one will ever be able to take down this podcast because shit is fucking forever. So our grandkids will be like, hey, why is Grandpa so weird and annoying? I'm like, why don't you listen to their podcast, honey? And then we'll all find out.
It's very, very profound.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great. I'm glad. Let's have a nice toast.
Cheers.
And oh, you spilled beer on my nice carpet. Actually,
that's my carpet.
This apartment's trash now.
All right, fuck the place. Let's throw this fucking thing through the window.
I'm just kidding, Keen. It actually just ended up my pants. Looks like I pissed myself.
It's actually true. There's pretty much nothing.
There's usually nothing that actually land on the carpet. It's all on my lap. But it's cool, though, because I'm about to go to a bar, and no better way to pick up women than to piss yourself before you go.
Bill, you remember when we were at Cornerstone, the bar in College Park, and your fly was broken?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You're like, it's cool, I'll just untuck my shirt, and it'll be fine. Like, Bill, I think it's time we should all just go. This isn't going to work. He's like, no, I'm staying. I'm going to make this work. Remember that?
Yeah, it didn't work, though. It was a terrible idea. And I've had some bad ones, but that night was a terrible idea.
I just remember thinking, like, Bill, like, it's just you and me at this point, and I got to drive you home, so let's not get that drunk where an open fly is a good idea for the rest of the night.
It seemed like a great idea at the time.
You were convinced that this was going to be fine, and that if anybody notices your open fly, it's like, well, whatever, why are they looking down
there? Why are they looking at my fly anyway? Exactly, it's fucking gold.
That was a good time. I miss and I don't miss Cornerstone. It was like the one college bar in University of Maryland.
It's pretty much the worst bar ever for adults.
Yeah.
And it's weird because you feel so much cooler than everybody else because you actually know what's going on.
Right, you have a
and
clue.
Everybody's like, well, except for me. I usually don't have a clue, but everyone else had a clue, which is good.
Well, we had a lot of people with their graduate degrees going there. Well, what's funny is that it was like empty or like, you know, spacious until like 11:30.
Yes.
And then it would just become like full of undergrads and you couldn't like move around or even get to the bathroom or get a drink. But like from like 10 to 11 was like the perfect time to drink there because you could like walk around. It was open. They would serve you all the cheap drinks. But it was only because undergrads didn't go out until like super late because I guess
they're so cool,
much better lives than us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't seen a transformation like that in a while.
It just turns to terrible at
11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. You went there for that one. Yeah.
It was your birthday.
Yeah, my birthday.
Yeah.
I turned 40 years old that day. It was great. Remember it forever. Wait, I have... hold on 1 second. All right.
Nice.
That was it. That was number 6. So,
What bar are you going to tonight?
I think we're just going to go to RFDs.
Whoa, should you tell everybody on the internet about this?
You are broadcasting live.
It's going to blow up.
It's going to be tough to get in at this point.
We're going to have to negotiate now for a free cover.
So I have...
Not going to LA Bar and Grill?
Well, we're trying to meet some other people that are out also that live in D.C. but not Arlington. I'd be fine with LA Bar and Grill.
Where's that?
Well, it's just it's like 6 blocks to the south.
It's in
the heart of Arlington, the heart of darkness. So I had all these other notes about more Arnold clips, but I don't know if we want to do them after the Total Recall commentary. I did have
some... How about you hold on to those for future episodes?
Yeah, I mean, Arnold quotes just really get to me. I think they're really good, but...
That's true. I mean, maybe we can do a live viewing of Pumping Iron.
Ooh, yeah, I did have the Pumping Irons on there when... It's like he gets air blown into his muscles, so it's like he's coming all the time. Every time I lift every time I get the pump, it's like I'm coming. That's what he says. That's what your fucking governor said. And then he ate a big bucket of fried chicken and smoked a fat joint. After celebrating.
Sounds good to me.
And he had a t-shirt that said, Arnold is numero uno. This is true.
I want a t-shirt like that.
Called, yeah. Bill is numero
I'll get one of those, but it's a numero dos. I you know.
The K-Man is numero Maso Menos.
No. About that arrogant. Yeah, but, yeah, I think I feel pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a good perspective on things.
I smell a smell. It smells like a shit.
It does smell like a shit. All right, so did you hear about the show, speaking of HBO shows, Luck?
Yeah, it stopped production, right?
Right, and it's...
Did you ever watch an episode of it?
Not yet. I'll watch the whole season, but I was a little surprised by the fact that they shut down production because three horses died.
It was also, like, I think the lowest rated HBO show.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
I feel like it was...
Like,
a...
John from Cincinnati got better ratings.
Did it really?
Did?
John from Cincinnati.
Was that?
Exactly.
Oh, I remember that show. No, I remember that show. That was on, like,
a show that nobody watched.
So, right? Yeah. It was, like, was Jesus or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And I feel like it was HBO being able to backtrack and say, like, actually, we did want to cancel it. But, I mean, so...
And also because of the actors, I'm sure it was very expensive.
Oh, yeah, they had all the famous people.
McNulty doesn't happen.
Yeah. But Keen, what do you think about three horses? Do you think that's the maximum number of horses that can die for entertainment for you?
I mean, I guess now we know it is.
No. I would put the upper limit, like, well over 100.
I mean, I couldn't care less about them.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure Lucy eats plenty of them.
Right. We eat cows all day, every day. They all die for us to eat. Why can't it...
Yeah, I never got why horses are so protected.
Yeah, why does anyone give a shit?
They're just dumb animals. We could be eating delicious horse all the time.
Exactly. Like, you're of Korean extract, correct? And they have...
Yes.
They have horse meat on the menu many times in the homeland, correct?
They used to sell horse at, like, butcher shops everywhere.
Yeah.
In the 50s, like, it was common.
Is it good?
I don't know, but... Well, I mean, it's meat. How bad could it be?
Why don't they start selling that again?
It's animal muscle. I'm sure it's tasty.
Nom, 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 nom.
Put some A1 on that.
It's because of all the, like annoying middle-aged women that love horses.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing is, like, the guys that made it, like, Milch is, like, obsessed with horses. Like, he loved, like, the creator
of
the
show. They're not even allowed to vote. What does anyone care about?
Right. Why is anybody on their side when they're not even worth any political... cachet.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's insane.
This isn't being recorded, right?
This is being recorded literally forever.
God damn it.
And they will, any kids you have, no matter what happens to them, will be like, hey.
When you're a politician, all those horses are going to be like,
I hope this show.
I'm not going to vote for this guy.
I hope you guys never become famous, because if you are, we're all fucked.
You mean more famous than our podcast already is?
Yes. Does he not realize we have literally tens of listeners?
We have literally...
Well, minus two from the other pals.
Oh, we lost the fake pals.
Yeah.
I'm going to lament that for a long time.
That's what I'm saying. You guys should attack a podcast with an actual followership.
Fine. We'll do it. I love trolling. Trolling. If you do trolling right, it's funny. Like, if somebody trolled our podcast, like, if these stupid fake pals would actually come up with a clever idea for once in their fucking lives... It'd be awesome. I would love for them to leave a funny negative review on our shit. But instead, they're just like, oh, we're going to go geocache and not appreciate their fucking razor's wit.
God, they spent 8 or 9 minutes on geocaching this week out of a 30-minute show.
I mean, that makes me more furious than anything. Like, they could have called us the biggest assholes on the planet and basically, like, the worst humans ever to be born, and insulted all of our mothers and our parents and whatever. But the fact that they talked about geocaching for 8 minutes, that really fucking sends me over the edge, because it's so fucking dumb. Geocaching? I found somebody's GPS signal?
What the fuck is geocaching?
Exactly! Exactly!
I thought that was some shit Google did on the internet.
Right? It was some fucking dumb shit that nerds do for fun, like, nerdier than podcasting, and you find a GPS signal. Fuck off! That's stupid.
Well, Spade, they did say they're coming to Comic-Con this year, so might have an in-person meetup.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that would be epic.
I would meet them. That'd be fine. I would say, like, listen, let's laugh off all this geocaching podcast stuff, but seriously, get rid of the name Pals. I would say that to them. I'd say, you guys are done as pals, you're not real pals, you're fake pals. Let's be honest.
Would you dress up like the bad guy from The Highlander? Say, like, there can be only one.
I may. I kind of have a costume picked out because we're going to cosplay. I don't know if you know this. Do you want to see the ticket, by the way?
No.
Where is it exist? Where does it happen?
Hey, what did you do? Did you print it?
Yeah. Printed it out. I know, that's my tax return. Well, whatever.
God, you only made $40 last year?
I made $45. And some change.
You made $40.
Have you been sitting on that one? Doll hairs?
That's good. I'm going to use that.
I made that up.
That's all that came in.
Wow.
I'll be using that now.
You really haven't heard that before?
Doll hairs?
Doll hairs?
As opposed to dollars?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe this is a Wall Street term that only
is some
fancy internet term.
Exactly. Well, now that we're spreading it across literally the entire internet, your days of having that market corner are over.
Zeroed.
All right, Keen, what else?
Did you want to talk about basketball?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, okay, we can get to basketball in a sec. We can play Who Twarted. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. This is the game for the regular listeners where I follow two Twitter feeds. One is the cartoonist and hilarious person, Johnny Ryan, number 7. And the other one is our friend from college, Andrew Juge, or as the fake pals call him, Joogie. And one person has hilarious tweets, or twarts, and the other person has, we would generously call them mildly entertaining twarts.
Okay.
So here's twart number 1. And Keen's gonna pick who's who.
Okay.
So here's one. You guys can also play. We'll have a 3-person.
Well, don't show it to me then.
Okay. Don't look at this.
I'm not even sure I use Twitter yet.
All right. Joogie twarted this. No. Fuck. I gotta find a new one.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, can we hear the tweet at least?
Okay. I find it mildly insulting that DiGiorno suggests I could ever mistake their pizza for delivery. Sugared cardboard, maybe. Who wouldn't want sugar cardboard?
Oh, wait, who doesn't like DiGiorno?
Okay, now here's one. On a hot day, there's nothing better than ice-cold robot pussy.
That's mildly amusing.
Well, you know.
All right, so how are we going to do this?
So who twarted which? Who twarted? The first one, DiGiorno is not real delivery pizza. You would not confuse it. That's twart number 1. The second one is when it's hot, there's nothing better than cold, ice cold robot pussy.
Who goes first?
I do know that Juge regularly has sexual intercourse with robots, so I'm going to go with him for that one.
Oh, nice. Good reasoning. Good.
Yeah. I guess Johnny Ryan likes DiGiorno pizza.
Yeah, or doesn't
like any red blooded American does.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna go robot pussy Juge, and then DiGiorno pizza Johnny Ryan.
Yeah.
Johnny Ryan's a famous guy.
He's famous to me.
Almost as famous as this podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, he's got lots of Twitter followers.
Who is he?
He's a guy. He's a cartoonist.
I go cartoonist for robot pussy,
and then Juge. Is the DiGiorno?
Are there other options?
Okay. No.
That's retarded.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what.
It's clearly the other way around.
Keen doesn't agree at all with
you. I'll tell you what.
He's been playing this game for a while,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's pretty good at it.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, are we going to listen to the novice here or the veteran?
Or the experienced man?
Well, look, I may not know what I'm doing, per se, but I will tell you this much. Cartoonists love robots. Robot pussy goes to cartoonist.
All right, well, I see you're taking this game a little bit more seriously than it normally is. That's good reasoning. You may be correct. We'll find out. K-Man?
My answer is that the robot's pussy tweeted about DiGiorno.
Oh!
Twist.
Not possible.
So the robot...
That's outside the box thinking. We don't usually have that.
Well, I come from New York.
Yeah. This is what they talk about in Wall Street?
Yeah.
So the robot's pussy did not tweet about DiGiorno.
Wait, did the pizza tweet about robot pussy?
The pizza did tweet about robot pussy, so we have a twart, but it was reversed. Okay. So yeah, I can't give you credit for that.
We have a twart off then?
Everybody's wrong on that one. We can do one more though. We'll do one more who twarted.
All right.
They're ready. So now you get the theme of the game a little bit, Bill.
What?
Exactly.
This is the game.
Okay, so here we go. Who twarted? That one sucks. Oh, here we go.
That was the famous guy.
Here it is. Here's one of the twarts. This tournament is insane. Expect the unexpected.
Okay.
That's one of the twarts. Now, let's go to another one. Forgot to wear green today, so just gonna buy a shamrock shake and then shit my pants. Oop twarted, the tournament is insane, expect the unexpected, or didn't wear green, so just gonna buy a shamrock shake and shit my pants. Let's go to Keen, number one answer, who twarted which?
Well, I do know that in college, Juge regularly needed adult diapers when he went to sleep.
It's true, we all... Everyone that went to school.
There's a shamrock shake sounds a lot like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, inability to control bodily functions. So and Johnny Ryan's just, you know, he's just a real sports fan, so.
Into the tourney time.
Yeah.
So your final answer is shit my pants, Joogie, and the tournament is exciting, Johnny Ryan.
Exactly.
All right. Good answer, good answer. Now let's go to Bill. Bill, who do you think is who?
I shit my pants.
Who twarted? You shit your pants. Okay, not an answer for the game, but just a good, just coming clean, literally well, letting everybody know. Oh, coming dirty, maybe.
Yeah, or
just,
I mean, yeah. It wasn't intentional, Threave.
So the bathroom is literally one door away, about 10 feet for the toilet, but you couldn't, you had to shit now.
Well, it's not in my house. It's just a rental anyway, yeah. So mm-hmm. I figured, why not?
You're sitting in my room, hanging out.
This is a abandoned house.
Yeah. It might as well shit. Just poop. Might as well shit.
Wait, I don't like where this conversation's going. Also, it's not a rental.
And somebody owns it.
Yeah, but everybody that's here in this room is renting.
All right, so Bill shit his pants. Good answer. K-Man?
So this tournament being fun, or what was the...
It's a tournament of fun. It's a tournament of... Of balls.
So is this a tournament of pooping? It's in which case, both are by Juge.
Juge did both?
Both.
Ah,
tournament
you think
of pooping.
Trick question, perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps trick question. And maybe you called me out on
himself for St. Patty's Day.
Yes, and we all pooped ourselves for St. Yeah. Patty's Day. Bill especially just pooped.
But then who won
out.
The pooping? Hence the tournament.
Ah, yeah. Good okay. Good all call right. There, Kamal. Well, let me consult right. The answers here, and it turns out I think you're all wrong. It turns out Juge said that it was an exciting tournament. Keen, I think you're 0 for 9 now.
It's a
pretty bad score. And then Johnny Ryan tweeted about shitting himself because he didn't wear green. And he was just going to get a shamrock shake.
This is brutal.
What a loser.
So another Who Twarted comes to an end. And Keen is 0 for 2 this round, 0 for 11 lifetime, perhaps?
Yeah.
More surprising, though, is our in-studio guests also both got it wrong, and one of them shit themselves. So it was like, I don't really have any parting guests.
Well, he won
parting
the tournament.
Gifts. My problem is I only brought one pair of underwear for the weekend.
Ugh! Did you just have to wear a big poop-filled shorts?
Well, I can wash it off or whatever.
Mm.
Wear wet.
Just wear wet. Yeah. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend. People are used to it.
They're used to people getting way too drunk.
Irish people aren't really big on ooh, nice, nice, nice. Good smooth belch.
Is that yeah, thank you.
Tree?
So what else is on the agenda?
We went to Luck. We went to the...
Did you have mediocre basketball?
Oh, basketball, yeah. How's your bracket doing?
I didn't fill one out.
Really? Hey, you know Black is from school? Do you think
yeah.
Do you think he's really good at filling out his bracket because his name is Brackus?
Clearly, Spay.
One would assume.
I already got myself.
You did?
I shouldn't joke about it.
Probably shouldn't, though.
I don't know who this is. I just made that up.
Remember... I know what to do. So, you know that website... the Warming Glow?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how it sucks now and it used to be good?
Yeah, totally gay.
Yeah, so I learned that they got a bunch of writers from the website Pajiba.
Okay.
You ever heard of Pajiba?
No.
Sucks. So I was like, man, why does this website that used to be fun now suck? And then I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, and I read this review. Pajiba, a pretentious movie site that looks down upon places like Ain't It Cool, even as they steal news from them, reeks desperately of writers wishing they had the talent and or determination to write movies themselves, alternating with lazy douches content to make snarky, obvious jokes in the hopes of eventually getting paid by Gawker, the Onion AV Club, or Entertainment Weekly. Visitors consist primarily of liberal Obama-loving Weezer glasses or Lisa Loeb using sweater-wearing, office-dwelling, coffee-drinking, iPod-listening, twee-expression-using hipsters that are the downfall of society. You know the type of people who type the thing like, I heart Jim from The Office, or Christian Bale is ta-sexy, and reads about new Judd Apatow, Josh Whedon, Wes Anderson project, !! hides in office giggling. Those people. So that's why Warm and Glow now sucks. Because it's written
by... I wasn't so bored at work. I don't think I'd be reading it anymore. But I am that bored at work.
Like, Danger Guerrero's all right, and a couple of them, but that Dustin...
Okay, he's still kind of sucks, though.
Dustin Rawls is the worst. I read his sheet, and I'm like, he should not be getting paid to do anything. He should get paid to have poop shoveled onto his head.
How much do you think they get paid?
I think very little. Christmas Agent writes for them. Did you see that? Oh, no, he writes for Film Drunk.
Yeah, he writes for the funny one.
The only one that's any good is Vince Mancini.
Yeah.
That's my theory on it. Well, how far along are we, Peen?
Probably have time if you want to squeeze in a Sal and Richard Tradio.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I haven't listened to this one. It says it's from like 2 months ago, so it'll be new to us.
It'll be new to all of us.
Yeah.
Great. You may have to turn the mic off because last time it made some noise.
Okay, yeah, turn your mic off.
If it makes noise, we'll turn it off. Otherwise, we'll be listening live.
Yeah. Turn your speakers down too once the clip's over.
Our speakers?
Yeah, because I think it's making feedback.
Do you hear feedback now?
Yeah, I've heard feedback the last 20 minutes.
What about now?
Oh, now it's gone.
I don't hear any feedback.
Yeah, well, I'm the one recording it, so...
Oh, maybe we should have just done this to begin with.
Yeah, apparently. That's fine. It's just adding charm to the show.
This makes sense.
Yeah. Maybe some technical nerd with a degree in electronics could figure this out, but it's beyond our...
Yeah, where's our terrible intern?
Who? Lucy the dog?
Yeah.
She's slutting around like a little bitch.
We have some.
How's the K-Man getting along with her?
Oh yeah, we ate Lucy. K-Man.
Oh good.
K-Man just said Lucy was being a pain in the butt, so we chopped her up and made her into taco meat.
Oh yeah, not even Stussy?
No, we didn't want to bother with the Lucy Stussy because those take hours.
Yeah, we were hungry now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, let's get to the Tradio.
That was good.
All right.
Hey, this is Tradio, another one of the Tradio series. Sal and Richard double-teaming the guy from Tradio. Welcome to Ron's Swap Shop. Now, here's Mr. Swap Shop himself.
All right, lines are open for the Swap Shops. Thank you for that very nice introduction. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, Ron's Swap Shop.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well today. How are you?
I'm good. Well, you know, it's deer season now, and mm-hmm. I got some deer meat I want to sell.
Okay.
I use a whole deer. I got some of the more exotic type of meat. Like, I got 15 pounds of grade 8 deer vagina lip steaks, and you can also make vagina lip chili.
You know what? This is a guy. All right. Okay. Let's track the phone numbers. I got to go through that again. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Ron, I also got 4 pounds of deer penis. You can make deer penis sandwiches.
Jeez, what is going on with this guy? Grow up, will you, please? Well, you're a grown man, and you act like a child 8 years old. How do people get off on that, just acting so stupid? You know where that stupid caller is calling from? You know, you won't believe it. Huh? From Sirius Radio. What's that all about? Sirius Radio puts up their employees to call the Swap Shop shows and act like an idiot. Let's try the phone again. Good morning, Ron, the Swap Shop.
Good morning.
Yes?
How are you, Ron?
I'm okay. Who's this?
This is Fred Norris from Downingtown.
Yeah, what is it? Fred from Downingtown?
Yes, sir. And I have to agree with you, Ron. You run a great show, and I hope you follow through on those gosh darn idiots.
Well, we will. You know, I'm surprised this came out of Sirius Radio.
Don't those idiots have anything better to do?
Guess not. All right. Talk to you.
Hold on, Ron. I'm selling something.
All right. What is that?
Well, I'm selling a... Hold on, Flip, you're on the phone. Sorry about that. I'm selling a Westinghouse shotgun.
Okay.
It's a 12-gauge.
All right.
Fluffy, stop licking the gun! Oh, Brad, I just shot Fluffy's asshole off!
Oh, this is really nuts. Yeah, That's gotta be. I know who's, you know, this is really stupid. All right, we'll continue with the show on a more adult level. Good morning on the Swap Shop.
Cousin Jeff, get away from that shotgun!
Okay. This guy is really persistent. I'll give him that. Anyway, get a job or do something with your brain. All right, be productive. Okay, all right, what else we have here? This person is really persistent, but I hate to tell you. Okay, I'm going to answer the call. Go ahead, you're on the Swap Shop.
Got 7 pounds of deer rectum tacos.
There are just, you know, people with no purpose in life, and they just find these little things to do, and what are you going to do? And good morning, you're on the Swap Shop. And another one. Okay, so there's two going at it now. So we have two frickin' frack out there, two lame brains with mush for brains. Good morning, you're on the air.
Ron, I got 3 pounds of deer taint meat.
Good morning, you're on the Spot Shop.
Hey, Ron, boy, it sure is hard to get through to you today.
I'm sorry, because we're getting so many screwball calls, but I'm sorry about that.
Well, anyway, I'm selling a washer dryer. The dryer works fine, but the washer's a little bit on the fritz. My wife Ethel gummed it up trying to wash her used tampons.
Oh, my God, what is this? This is really stupid. You know, and so we trace these calls to Sirius Radio. And I'm beginning to wonder if it's Howard Stern to put up some stupids to do his dirty work for him. I really believe that because I understand that he's bent on disrupting shows of this nature, like Swap Shops around the country, and he has his idiot followers call around and pose and do these sort of things to the show hosts. And be right back after this.
Pretty good one. Hello, Spay, the other end. Okay, well, I guess that's the end of the podcast then for another Pal podcast.
King, can you hear us then?
Yes.
I don't know what was up with our mic, but it wasn't working there. But that was good.
Yeah. This is very smooth technically today.
Another great success by us skilled technicians.
We're real professionals.
Toast all around. I'm sure literally the infinity people that are going to listen to this are going to have real fun time.
Yeah. That was a pretty good tradio.
I enjoyed that. My favorite part was when he kept going to different callers, and then every time it was a different caller, it was talking about horse taint.
You mean deer taint?
Deer taint, yes.
In taco form, actually.
Yeah, taco. We all enjoyed that.
Who doesn't?
Good times.
All right. Well, we're at the hour point, so.
Yeah. Time to close it up.
Yeah. Good podcast.
K-Man, Bill, how'd you enjoy that podcast?
Luxurious.
How about
Invigorating,
luxurious, all good points. How about a nice smooth bounce for everyone? Yeah.
I just burped out that before.
Kamala just burped out his butt. I mean, K-Man.
Nice. Give me K-Man, yeah.
All right, well, you got a song picked out to close us out?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
I hope it's the theme to Deadwood.
Is it the theme to Deadwood?
No. I can put Aquabats on, though.
Nobody wants Aquabats, Dean.
Right.
Well, so what's planned for the rest of the night for you?
Tentatively, I'm going to sit in the recliner and keep the shades drawn.
Nice. Very nice.
Probably sit there, and then at about 7 hours from now, I'll go to bed.
Mm. Are you gonna watch any programming tonight?
I'll watch Walking Dead.
Nice.
Yeah, well, it's kind of awesome now that I just pirate shows. I get the shows before they come on the West Coast.
You mean,
so I come out ahead.
Oh yeah, you mean you're evaluating shows on evaluation?
Obviously.
Basis. Yeah. Nice. Well, we're gonna go to a bar and get totally tore up.
Okay, great. RFD. Have fun.
RFD it is.
Stop telling people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is Mr. Spean accompanying or Winstone?
I don't know. I mean, they're obviously welcome. I think they may stay in and be, I don't want to say lame, but definitely lame.
they're enjoying a restful Sunday.
Not optimally fun.
Not optimally fun. Good point. All right. Well, good plan. Sounds like we all have a nice, fun night ahead of us.
All right, let's try.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, time to fuck this place up.
Yeah.
Hey, man, see you later.
Yeah, good podcasting.
Great podcast.
All right, Spay, another great Pals podcast, Podcast for Pals.
We really did it.
Yes, we did. All right, next week.
All right, see you next week.
Great.
Later.
Put your arms around me, baby. Can't you see I need you so? Hold me close against your skin. I'm about to begin loving you. Spit on your hand and stroke my cock at a medium pace. Play with my balls and tell me how big they are. Honey, rub your beaver up and down my face. Sit on the corner of the bed and watch me whack off. You see that shampoo bottle now? Stick it up my ass. Push it in and out at a medium pace. Talk about your old boyfriend's dick.